This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's Republican members of Congress are criticizing the decision to include gender-affirming care on the list of essential services Colorado insurers must cover. They want the federal government to revoke its approval for gender-confirming treatments. The list of essential services applies to plans sold on the individual and small group markets. The members of Congress dispute the value of such treatments and argue that it could violate the Constitution to require private, religiously-based insurers to cover them. HelloFresh workers in Aurora will start voting today on whether to unionize. The effort could mark a first for the country's growing meal kit delivery industry. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Workers say they want better pay and safety equipment after a series of accidents inside the company's distribution facility in Aurora. About 400 workers will take part in the election. They'll vote via mail-in ballot over the next several weeks and need just a simple majority to win recognition as a union under federal law. HelloFresh says it respects a worker's right to vote and won't interfere with the process. A result will come in late November. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A fire department in Yuma County is mourning the recent deaths of two volunteers. Firefighter Darcy Stallings was killed in a vehicle crash while responding to an incident last weekend. Then, earlier this week, Larry Wyant was killed while working a small brush fire. The deaths come as many volunteer departments in rural areas struggle with short staffing. This is CPR News and KRCC. Colorado Springs is at 59 degrees. It'll be sunny, a little bit cloudy for the rest of the day. Tomorrow, the high will be 66, and over the weekend, highs will range from the high 60s to the low 40s. Stay tuned. There's lots more to come here on CPR and KRCC.